Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, here we sit again, knowing that every day you love for us to learn about you, about your Son Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, you want us to be taught the truth by your Holy Spirit and empowered to live according to those ways. And Lord, we take great delight in that. We are so grateful for you and so thankful for how you are in our lives. I pray your blessing upon us as we study this book of Galatians again today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Heathen Justified by Faith, and is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8. Some may wonder, is the gospel of Jesus Christ for everyone? Is Christianity available for every person in the world, or is it just for a few chosen nations? The answer to those questions was given long ago in the Scripture, and Paul the Apostle employs this answer as he continues his discourse on the validity of the grace of God, which is offered through his Son, Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8, Paul wrote, "And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed." First, notice Paul's reference to the Scripture. Paul knew his Bible, and although he did not have the full version of it that we have today, Paul knew this portion and story well. In the book of Genesis in chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3, we read, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." God said that though Abraham, or through Abraham, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Paul continued this idea when he wrote, "Foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith," because he knew that God sees in the eternal and not just in the present. Down through the ages, God could see the blessing to all nations of the world because his Son Jesus would come through the lineage of Abraham. The heathen would be justified if they only would receive the gift of his Son. The Scriptures, therefore, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In you shall all nations be blessed." The gospel or good news of salvation was presented to Abraham long ago. And by understanding how Abraham received this good news, we gain insight into the expectation of God on our part to participate today. It was by faith that Abraham received this promise. It was by faith that all nations would be blessed. And it was by faith that God would justify the heathen. It is by faith that Abraham was accounted righteous before God, and therein lies the abundant grace of God. Today, anyone, anywhere who receives the gospel or good news of God by faith will be accounted righteous before him. The gospel includes these important factors taken from the book of Romans. There is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And if we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. This gospel is open to everyone. This gospel is the good news of grace that Paul the Apostle preached. This gospel is how all nations of the earth will be blessed. And this gospel is how the heathen will be justified. There's only one part that we must do, and that is to have faith to receive God's wonderful gift, and righteousness will be ours. Next time we will see how those with faith are blessed with Abraham. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.